Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Today, we're going to talk about how to simplify your life. We only have so much room in our lives, whether it is our mental space, physical space, or calendar space. Everything we do, everything we buy, and everything we spend time with takes up this space. When you simplify your life, you will have more time, space, and energy to do the things you actually want to do. Declutter your house. The environment you spend time in has an effect on how you feel both physically and psychologically. If you're wasting time looking for misplaced items or feeling overwhelmed when you open a cupboard, a change is in order. Once you start to organize your belongings, you'll start to feel more productive and energetic. Start with one room and then ask yourself whether you feel better or not. Lose those negative mental habits. Negative mental activities such as feeling sorry for yourself or dwelling on the past can carry a lot of psychological weight and leave you feeling drained. You can clear this mental clutter by focusing on healthier thoughts, for example, gratitude, self-compassion, a realistic self-talk. If you catch yourself thinking negatively, stop yourself by taking a deep breath and reminding yourself that it isn't helpful. Then switch your thoughts to something that makes you feel happier. As you practice this technique, it becomes easier and easier until focusing on the positive becomes a habit. Cut out toxic people. We all have that friend or family member who only see problems and never any solutions. These negative people can take up valuable space in your life. Avoid cutting people out of your life just because they are getting through a tough time. However, it is important to set boundaries. Even if you don't spend too much time together, if the time you do spend together leaves you feeling exhausted, then sometimes the best thing for you to do for your own mental health is to sever your ties. Take control of your money. When you don't control your money begins to control you instead. When that happens, it takes up too much space in your life. Make the decision to take charge of your finances, create a budget, and stick to it. Once you've done this, making future financial decisions will be much simpler and you won't be spending as much time and energy worrying about your money. Prioritize your time. Time is your most valuable resource. When you consider how much of your time you spend complaining, scrolling through social media, or just waiting for something to happen, you'll find that you've been wasting many precious moments. Instead of letting time wasters take up your space, make a schedule and do the things that matter most to you. Make time for yourself to go for a walk, play with your children, or watch the sunset. Many simple things in life make up some of our most valuable moments. Don't let clutter cut these precious experiences out of your life. Life can be complicated at times, and while it may feel as though simplifying things is overwhelming, the effort to make these changes will be well worth it. Start off by subtracting one negative thing from your life each day. Get rid of some stuff you no longer need. Try to clear up some mental space and make a little room for your calendar for yourself. As your life becomes simpler, you won't have any more stresses and you'll find yourself enjoying your life again. A joy that you may have lost little by little as your life got more and more complicated. Thank you for listening and remember, life is short. Let's live it on purpose. Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.